Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Hello, Leroy.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, man. Happy New Year to you. Brittany, hello. Happy New Year.
Hello, Happy New Year.
We haven't seen Brittany in a minute.
No, we have not. She's been boots off the ground. She's been out of here.
We're, I really have.
You sound like you were at a Canes game. What is like? How much partying did you do during the offseason? Did you go to Texas?
I wish.
So yeah. It was just generic partying?
It was no. I mean, it was Canes partying. This is result of the Canes partying.
Wow. Yeah,
but it was much worse.
It's not as bad as the Notre Dame game.
Yeah, but keep in mind the Notre Dame game was like 2 days later. This is 4 days.
I know. It's
like so. Geez. Imagine 2 days. Imagine Brittany on Saturday.
Oh, it was bad. Like I, nobody could understand what I was saying.
It's understandable. I mean, like that's how it was. It was so great, and I got so nervous the way that game swung because. I didn't really know what to do with myself on the pick six. I'm just like, this is crazy. They're up 2 touchdowns right now. What is happening?
And now you're nervous because you're up 2 touchdowns.
And
I'm
you're
nervous.
Just like, oh, man. And then it felt like, and then all this, you're just like, please get one stop. Please, 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 please. And like, it all just sinking in as reality was crazy. And then I didn't know what to do with myself. And this has been such an incredible year because they beat Ohio State. I mean, years in the making.
That
was so much fun, and now they have a chance to play for the to go to the championship.
I would say this: you watch that game, and they were better than Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Like not they were better.
Well,
and I know that everybody's going to say, "Oh, the coach did this or the coach did that for Ohio State." But if you watch that game and watch the way the offense and defensive lines. Dominated Ohio Smoke. State, right? And this is what we talked about before the game.
Yeah.
I said, look, this is the best pass rush that Ohio State has ever seen. And their quarterback, in Julian Sand, has been sitting back having an easy go of it the whole season.
Key and Crumpets
because,
back there.
Right. But they struggled twice. They struggled against Texas, who has a good defensive line, and they struggled against Indiana. who has a good defensive line. And Miami is better than them.
Oh, man.
So, and guess how it played out? The same way. Now, they did make some adjustments. And the adjustments had me worried for a minute.
Yeah.
Because the adjustments were, they just put two tight ends in the game, widened everybody out, had them run and double team the two outside guys. But then the inside guys start making plays. The counter to that was, let's bring pressure and speed him up a little bit. You got beat a couple of times, but that's football.
Yeah.
That's football. You're going to – I didn't know he had seven catches for 150 yards, but damn. And
he's good.
So
he looked like he was ready to go home after that game, though. Did you see the video of Jeremiah Smith? Did you see this, Brittany, afterwards, where he's hobnobbing with all his friends afterwards?
Of course, I did.
And then there was the Ohio State coach was like, hey, he's like too much. He's like too much hobnobbing.
Nobody says that when the coaches chit chat.
I know, right?
Right now you want to be up in your feelings.
I saw that on
and then you do it with somebody else. Don't do it to the only guy that gave you a chance to win.
Right.
Like, you think he wasn't trying?
Tell the one of their loudmouth tackles about that. How did you celebrate? Like, did you go to sleep that night?
I did, but like at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's
goodness.
Not at night. So no, you didn't go to sleep at night.
Oh, okay, I guess I did. I went to sleep the next day.
That's known as the morning.
Yes. I cried.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
Did you cry?
I did. I mean, I think that there was a lot of adult beverages that helped me out in crying in that situation.
Understood.
But it was very emotional.
You got inebriated and then got up in your feelings?
It happens sometimes.
I can't say that I didn't cry, but I did. I was in the drinky poos as well. I kept saying, like, do I go get another drink? Do I get another drink? I don't know. You know, so I just slowly sipped as this was all going on. And then I was very nervous. The cheeks were quite squeaky, and then they weren't.
The last drive of the game is what Mario dreams of. To get the ball with, like, 8 minutes left and run it down their throat and dominate them and break their will, right? By the way, the last play, they were told to let them score. I mean, you could clearly see that.
Oh, yeah. But
it didn't matter. Like, at no point in time, and this is what's crazy, at no point in time, can you give up a score that puts you down two scores? Shouldn't you try to fight to make them kick a field goal?
Right.
That's what I found weird. Like, you're going to automatically go down two
damage
scores?
Damage is done.
Right. So, from that standpoint, and you still had to deal with them dogs.
Yep.
So, like, you're going to all of a sudden do something you haven't done all game?
Did they say that Ryan Day was calling plays for the first time in 3 years? Did they say that a billion times on the broadcast?
Yeah, good.
I was like,
it didn't matter. What play do you call for that pass rush?
Why did he like give Brian Hartline a break? Like, Brian Hartline's there. Like, you got this thing with Ole Miss, like this situation where people are just jumping to LSU. They don't even know if they're going to have a lot of coaches. Brian Hartline's like, I'm here. He goes, nah, I got this. He's like,
well,
you sure?
Here's why. You want me to tell you why?
Mm-hmm.
It's about ego. Because if you let Brian Hartline do it and is successful, then when you have to do it again and you're not, so, like, it's ego. It's ego. It's why, the quarterback almost won the Heisman. Why wouldn't you keep doing that?
Man.
Right? Why don't you stick with it? Like, they said he was too distracted or whatever. Distracted from what?
Yeah.
Winning a national championship?
Crazy, dude. Brittany, did you get big time goosies when Mario's looking at Jimmy Johnson while he's getting interviewed? Oh, that was all. That was goosies galore, dude.
Don't leave.
Goosies. I mean, I had goosies the whole time. Like, it was like so surreal.
I mean, it was definitely a fun game to watch. I think the best part is when you complain about something all year and that thing is the reason why you win the game, right? I mean, what they've done offensive and defensively up front and how it played out, exactly how wear them down, dominate them late in the game. And we complained about they ain't scoring enough points. They keeping a lot of these teams in close. They're letting teams get out on them quickly, and now they're out of their game plan. when you see it all come together at one time and you go, oh, this is the drive that Mario was talking about all year. This is the drive to win a championship. This is the drive to move farther in the playoffs. At the end of a game when they can't do nothing and we've been working and busting our asses up front all year, this is the moment. And they ran the ball down the field like it was nothing.
Dude, how about Carson Beck, like all of a sudden with the intangible wheels? He like that was the most I've ever seen. I was like, wow, he's taking off.
Hey.
But that must have been part of the game because they're like, if you see something, just go. Because just get 3 yards.
Right. Exactly.
Just
but
get three
again,
yards.
You know my saying. There's nothing wrong with second and seven.
Every time I see second and seven, all I do is think of Leroy Horde. I got to be honest with you.
Go look at football, though. You think guys try to get more than 3 yards when that's all that's there and end up second and 12, second and 13? Now you're in trouble. So I always say that because, Brittany, what's 3 times 4?
12.
First down! Okay. However you want to put it, right? First down.
I mean, that is math.
That's math.
That's math.
That is math, dude.
So why are we making a big deal about, you know, oh, that went nowhere 3 yards. That went nowhere 4 yards. You got backs that fall forward for a couple of yards, so those 3 yards become 5-yard gains. The only thing that kills you, especially when you're terrified of your quarterback throwing the football, is second and 13. Just ask the Dolphins.
Crooked the King says that 3rd and 11 run where he put the shoulder down for the first down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, whoa. I was very impressed with him.
But you know what? That's those moments where your team looks at you and say, oh, he bought that win.
Yeah, dude.
He's about that win. Yeah, he gonna drop his head. He dropping his head to get that extra yard. You okay? Then you look down. You okay? You're not okay. Good.
Still getting the goosies thinking about it, man. I can't wait for Thursday.
I like the amount of anxiety that I feel in my body is insane.
You can't handle it?
Like, I can't handle it. Why? If I start thinking about it, my stomach drops.
I'm so excited for Thursday.
Brittany, think of it this way. And this is kind of how you have to look at. Everybody was yelling at me about getting into the college football playoff, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, oh, they're going to screw us for Notre Dame. They're going to screw us for Alabama. They're going to do this. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to get screwed. We're going to get screwed. Okay? And now you're here. This should be nothing but a celebration. Nothing but. Okay? Because the same people that were crying about the college playoff committee screwing you, and now you're in the semifinals, what's the angst? There should be no angst.
Now I want it.
You were saying a month ago, we're not getting in. So this is bonus. Every week, the Canes fans have said this. Would it be a successful season if they...
Oh, it's regardless of successful
okay.
season.
Okay, so my word to you is enjoy it. Enjoy these feelings. Enjoy this run. Why do you have angst? This is bonus football.
So close.
This is bonus football, though, right?
Well, it's bonus football with the championships on the line.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what's on line. Let me ask you a question. 2 months ago, did you think you'd be here?
No.
So enjoy it.
But.
My only regret in football is that when I was on the team playing its best, I didn't enjoy it, and the season ended, and I was miserable.
I actually thought about you again yesterday.
It sucked. When the kicker kicked it sideways?
Yeah.
Telling you. More lives have been ruined by a damn kicker.
They had, you know, you had like a.
It went sideways. It looked like he kicked a wiffle ball.
Well, dude, it just, like, that game was crazy last night. Crazy. And first of all, Lamar Jackson, oh my God. Him and Zay Flowers, just explosive. Like, out of nowhere, it was a tickle fight through three quarters and then turned into the greatest football game of your life. You had old intangibles blowing coverage all over the place. And so Aaron Rodgers and Lamar are going touchdown for touchdown, and then Boswell mixes the extra point, and you're like, oh,
this is gonna
all
come
they
back.
Need is a field goal to win.
Yeah,
all they need.
Here's the kicker, though. And
well,
yeah,
neither.
When you see them struggling kicking the ball all day because the ball's blowing sideways, right? Remember who was the Canes playing the game where they missed? There was like 6 missed field goals.
Oh, it was Texas A&M.
Like 6 missed field goals. So, Like, I'm going to try to be a little fair to the kickers. It is really difficult picking a spot to kick the ball when the wind's blowing sideways. You just don't know, because sometimes you automatically put spin on it.
Did you see?
So when he kicked that ball and it went like this and said,
it just, and
yeah.
then Loop misses the kick, and he just goes, he hugs his little head into the holder's bosom.
Hold me. What have I done?
Oh no.
So, like, here's the crazy thing. Here's the thing that makes it even worse. So you think people should lose their job over that missed kick? But that's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a game.
It's the craziest thing. It's a one. Just think. Guy been coaching there for 15 plus years. And they're now sitting in a meeting room looking at the season. And if he had made the kick, we'd have a whole different conversation. Just a kick.
Crazy, man. All right. We'll take a break. Lots to get to here on the show. I'll give you some quick headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the pricey tour, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Dolphins, they lose 38-10.
It wasn't even that close,
it
folks.
It was
not even that close.
The Heat, they blew up the Pelicans last night, 125-106. Norman Powell hit 9 3-pointers. Yep. And the Panthers, they bounced back. Huge win last night, beating the Colorado Avalanche, 2-1 filthy.
Hey.
Tear us off. Woof.
Woof.
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. As we take you guys up until 2, we got a cool giveaway for you here today. Real American Freestyle is coming to the Amerant Bank Arena this Saturday. Colby Covington is going to be taking on Luke.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Luke Rockhold in a wrestling match. Grappling, not professional wrestling. These guys are going to wrestle. I think Yoel Romero's on the card, the legend. I think he's fighting. I think he's going up against Bo Nickel, which is, I mean, that's a, if you're a wrestling fan, like a real wrestling fan, it's a hell of a matchup. Armand Sarukian, who a lot of people think should be fighting for the title, even though he's blacklisted by the UFC. He's going to be on the card. So if you guys want to go, you guys keep on listening. We got tickets all week to go see Real American Freestyle. Just keep listening to our show for details on how you can win. If you can't wait to win, you want to just get your tickets right now. Purchase them at AmerantBankArena.com/events and check that on out. The Heat, they win yesterday, 125-106. Norman Powell, just a cool 34 points, 9 three-pointers. No bigs. Pretty awesome. He's awesome. It was weird yesterday because I was anticipating when I was on the air with Solana, they're like, yeah, Tyler Hero's going to be available. I was like, ah, cool. We get to see Tyler's return. Because I actually thought there was a chance Norm wasn't going to play. I was there on Saturday, you know, strictly to watch the Heat and totally not to watch Anthony Edwards hobnobbing. Don't look at me like that, Brittany. That was not my motivation of being there.
I saw your tweets about it.
My tweets only were the reaction of everybody being like, whoa.
Don't you think that you were like the only person who's realized like or noticed that?
That Anthony Edwards was hobnobbing?
Yeah.
Are you asking if the only reason I went to Heat Wolves is because I was anticipating hobnobbery with Anthony Edwards and Bam Adebayo? Am I the only
that was your only motive for going to that game?
I love the Heat. You know, I love the Heat, and if by happenstance Anthony Edwards happened to hobnob, that's what I happened to see.
So you went on a Saturday night after the holidays,
right? Crouton. Well, you know,
Crouton. That's what we call Brittany. That's Crouton. Say what you're doing, Tobin. I'm Crouton.
Wow. I mean,
what the hell is wrong with
you? What do you mean, dude?
Dude, it's the holidays.
Yeah.
Maybe he just could wishing all his friends happy holidays. They were on the USA team together.
Well, they weren't all USA members he was hobnobbing with.
I mean,
he was hobnobbing with everybody. And him and Spo are jokey joking during the game. I was like, wow, Spo doesn't jokey joke with anybody who's not on the Heat.
He was also the USA coach.
He is the USA coach.
He was a USA coach at the time. So, you know, so yeah.
Very interesting, some may say.
Really? You think so?
Very interesting, dude.
You think it's kind of playing with fire to have an NBA head coach be the USA coach?
Is it playing with fire? Hard to say.
It just seems
I'm not here to say what's dangerous, what's not dangerous.
Could you imagine Spo, like, per league regulations, I am not allowed to speak to you as an NBA coach, but I'm the USA coach.
Right. And international business, some may say.
Yeah.
Different. You know, international waters, the rules don't apply.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, was I the only – I mean, me and Brady Hawk from Five Reasons, friend of the show, he was also noticing the hobnobbery. My camera just has a better zoom. So, you know, when I was partaking in such pleasures.
You don't say nothing about him with Rudy Gobert.
With who?
With Rudy Gobert dabbing everybody up.
Nah, nobody. Rudy Gobert was in and out. I mean, he was sitting there. Tyler's like walking with him. And then the Julius Randle was kind of like the Ohio State coach trying to stop him. He's like, no.
You know, he's going to say hi to Bam.
Oh, they were giggly with each other.
Two young guys.
Oh, you're the best. No, you're the best.
I could see. Would you believe I've never done that after a game?
Dude, that's what was crazy. But here's what the crazy thing. How about him jokey joking with Heat head of security multiple times? He's like, oh.
I am so glad you're back.
Wow.
I'm so glad you're back.
Hey.
You are.
What?
You can't be friends.
What do you mean I can't be friends?
No, I'm saying nobody in the NBA can be friends with each other. Otherwise, you're going to read into it.
People can be friends. I'm just saying that was very chummy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Very chummy.
They've traveled around the world together. They have.
Guy looked like he sent the head of Heat Security a Christmas card. They were so chummy. Something.
Maybe they saw each other at the club.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. What I do know, it was very chummy.
Brittany, is that what you got from that? Or is it just normal after the game you know, stuff.
It's giving normal after the game stuff.
I don't know.
Thank you. Here's the thing, though. We had a good end of 2025 with none of this.
Right. Here's the thing, though.
And we all said, you know what Tobin would be saying right now.
What? That's what you said?
Yeah. Every time somebody says hi.
Right.
You.
He went out of his way, though. Like, he ventured all the way to the end of the Heat bench. Normally, that stuff takes place mid-court. Oh, man. Well, oh, well. Another man, story.
Hey, Tobin making nothing out of nothing.
Interesting.
I just think, why they're good friends.
Very good friends.
What? I was good friends with Metcalf.
Did you? Never said hello to him like that, huh?
Huh?
Never did that to him, huh?
No, I did. That's literally the only person, like, after a game, because me and one of his friends got in a fight during the game.
Wow.
And I was like, what's up with your boy? He said, yeah, he told me to say I'm sorry.
He sent a message?
Yeah, he sent a message.
It is Black Monday, which is...
Wait. Is it Black Monday when some people got fired off the plane?
Oh. I think Raheem Morris got fired off the podium. I think he walked off the podium.
Kevin Stefanski?
Stefanski got fired this morning.
Well, they announced it this morning.
Oh, he got fired last night?
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Like, first thing in the morning?
They're keeping their GM. It was just announced. I like when people have to announce that people are staying. That's my favorite. The Bengals have just announced that Zach Taylor and Duke Tobin, no relation, are staying. And incredibly, Joe Shane is staying for the Giants.
Because they just switched coaches.
He's not getting fired.
They just switched coaches.
Still sticking around, though, huh?
But here's the deal. How you going to get mad at a coach for what you put out there for him to play with?
Mm-hmm.
That's not on him. Like, you gotta take some of that responsibility, too. So maybe they say we give him another year with a good draft and let him build something. You know, but 1 year? All right. It was kind of weird what they did with Mayo. But it almost seemed like they always wanted the coach they had. They didn't really want Mayo.
The Titans have requested to interview Steve Spagnuolo as their head coach.
And didn't he already get a...
He was coach of the Rams, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Coach of the Rams back in the day.
And then Schwartz, he might be in the cycle again.
They are also... They're interviewing both Chiefs coordinators. They're interviewing Matt Nagy, and they're interviewing Spagnuolo.
Matt Nagy's getting another run at it. Wasn't he a coach?
He was. Bears. Wasn't very good.
Yeah. But
this is the argument of why Mike McDaniel should keep his job, because there's not a lot of great candidates out there.
But that's...
But like, also, he stunk.
Dude, I've tried. I'm fought back against all of this Mike McDaniel stuff,
mm-hmm,
because I see some of the good things he does. But I'm going to tell you right now, this is now a year and a half, 2 years that I have complained to you about what he does coming out in the second half.
Yeah.
And while everybody was saying, no, it's Tua, no, it's this, no, it's that, I'm like, dude, that's not it. I'm telling you.
Do you want to know what the point differential was for the year?
I don't care. I bet you they barely scored in the third quarters.
130-27 they were outscored.
Yeah. But not surprised.
81-0 has been the run.
So they haven't scored in the third?
Since there's been 81 points scored since they scored the last point in the third quarter.
I mean, do we all see it now, or was I the only one because I was spitting?
Mike McDaniel says he's going to work on it in the offseason.
No! No! How about some damn self-awareness? In the offseason, you see all the coaches getting their heads chopped off? You want more time? Are you kidding me? No! I would, you know. 81-0. That took time. That wasn't one game. This ain't bad. You did worse than the Heat third quarter. And I've seen some stinkers. You know.
Pels had one of those yesterday.
Wait. Let me get this straight. How long have I been talking about this?
You have been talking about this at least all year, but bleeding into last year.
I am not a head coach. I have dabbled in football a little bit.
You got some cred.
Right? I am definitely not a damn head coach that is getting paid to notice these things before it's 81-0. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yes.
So why, in between my arguments with you, golfing, going to the gym, not really treating football like it's my primary source of income, how am I able to come to the mic and say, hey, this is what the problem is?
I feel like the last...
And then the guy who's getting all the money for it, it says, I've identified the problem and I think I need to work on it. No! Time is up! I've been the guy that has stopped people from going there with him. But
damage is done.
Like, come
on. The damage is done.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. The damage is done, dude. There's nothing.
They're not going to get rid of him. They're not. They're not. Because you know why?
The damage is done, my friend.
Damage may be done, but let me give the fans a heads up. You see what's available out there? You're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
Nah.
Pretty miserable right now.
Okay.
Pretty miserable.
Be miserable with somebody you
remember
know.
Remember the last time he needed an offseason? He's like, oh, I need an offseason to get into this too deep thing. Oh, great. He just needs an offseason.
You know how long I needed to get into the too deep thing? 12 seconds.
Yeah.
I got plays in my back pocket that I've ran over the years that takes care of too deep.
Mm-hmm. Well.
That guy needs a whole offseason.
Apparently so.
Yep. But yeah.
He's a Yaleman.
You know what? I blame the fans. Y'all idiots.
What?
Falling for it. Because you know what? Where did you spend the whole time pointing at?
Me?
The whole season. Tua. Okay? No Tua. Same crap.
Oh, my God.
So, what are we doing?
You nailed it. It was going to be bad, just as bad, if not worse.
Right.
It was really bad.
You.
Poor Quinn Ewers.
Listen.
He really thought he had a chance.
Listen. Look. And I'm going to say this to fans, and I understand all of your misery. Okay? Hell, I've been a Browns and a Saints fan. I understand. Okay? But here's a rule you need to understand in life. Different isn't better. Okay? So you want to make change all the time. It's not always better. That doesn't mean get rid of this guy's ass. But back to my point. Different isn't better. Everybody wants change. Oh, it's not working. Had a bad week. Change it. We're just not doing it. Change it. Let's not do it. Change it. You know what? That cycle is not better than the cycle you're on.
Kind of would like to change it, though.
I know you would.
Like to move on.
I know. Everybody wants change. Like everybody's to quick on. To say, let's change it up. Let's
maybe
do
we
this.
Find something better.
Okay, what's out there?
I don't know.
No.
Maybe he's better.
No.
Somebody's better.
Who?
I don't know.
You see all the coaches getting interviewed?
Yeah.
They've already proven that they suck.
Well,
you want a retread?
I wouldn't mind a retread. A little McCarthy me.
McCarthy, a little bit different.
You know,
I don't put McCarthy in the same because he got fired and he was having success in Dallas.
I'm all in
because it's Dallas, right?
You mind a retread, Brittany?
No, I want a retread.
She wants a retread.
There's no retreads out
there.
I'll
take some Spags.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd take Spags.
No,
yeah, Spags. Oh, credible.
God.
I'd take Spags. Spags me.
What about Jim Schwartz?
I'd take some Jim Schwartz.
Somebody bring some aggression.
I'd try on Jim Schwartz. I'd walk it around the store a little bit.
Huh?
I'd walk around the store with some Jim Schwartz on, see how it feels.
I mean, at least we know he'll fight somebody.
Yeah. I'll tell you. I'll take
now, he was biting off a little more than he could chew, messing with Jim Harbaugh, but that's a whole different story.
Stefanski me.
No.
Come on. Well, Stefanski.
Right. Can I give one solution?
You can, but let's take a break and save your solution. We will get Leroy's solution for the Dolphins head coaching position right after this.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Ugh. Could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, look, I'm at ESPN.com. Huh? Bengals keeping Coach Taylor and top executive Tobin.
Top executive of what? Is that like being the fastest turtle? You're fast, mm-hmm. But you're not fast relative to
Duke Tobin. He's still going to figure that whole defense and offensive line thing out for the Bengals.
Sorry, Jennifer.
Oh, she was very upset about your angles.
Yeah, haven't seen you in so long.
Yeah.
First time I even talked to you.
Wow.
It's wit.
Minus one for Sass. Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Can we talk about AI kicking your ass this winter break?
So wait. Hold on. First of all, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus. I'm really not. Okay? But let's be clear. Somebody sent that to me. I'm not going to mention any names. And so I just looked at it and said, ha, this is funny. I'm sending it to my people. Right? I didn't know that I was going to get accused of tomfoolery and of being got. I just thought it was funny.
You thought that a bunch of opossums on a pyramid, that was real? You think they have cheerleader formations?
That's not what that was. They weren't stacked on the pyramid. They were just on the ground.
They're in a pyramid, dude.
Yeah, no, but they're on the ground. They're not stacked on top of each other.
They are stacked on top of each other.
They're not.
Yes, they are, dude.
You didn't find it funny?
It's a funny video, but like, it's AI. And this is the thing.
You know what? Even my comments were accurate. You couldn't do that with a black person.
You don't think they would go up and scare a bunch of possums?
I don't think they'd walk up to a bunch of possums. Hmm.
It's too much for it's.
And then Marco's giving analogies like the most ridiculous. I'm like, wow. It was
actually me who gave the analogy.
Oh, he just.
Because he said, good old Leroy falling for AI on Facebook, chef's kiss. And what I had responded to everybody was, technology was already Pirates Barry Bonds versus Leroy, but with AI, he's 2003 Giants. He's coming.
You know what? I'm not sending any more stuff to my friends anymore. That's it. I'm keeping it to myself.
No. You can do it.
Get mocked, made fun of, ridiculed.
Minus one.
It's a funny video.
For technological snafu.
Is it?
Well.
I never said it was real.
You thought it was.
Wait. Because you know how I like to think about things? So I was sitting there going, yeah, why are we in the opossum farm or something?
And when did possums stop being Irish?
Huh?
When did they go from opossums to possums? Nobody ever pronounces the O.
Nobody does.
I certainly didn't when I went.
No. Right. Which found it even more amazing. Like, look, they're not attacking.
That is what they know. That's why I thought this one was rabid. Because I thought they normally play dead in confrontation. This one was standing its ground. That's why it had to be dealt with. So what's your solution for the Dolphins, huh?
My solution would be this. That in the next year, I'm going to figure out the Tua situation. And I'm going to concentrate on two things, offense and defensive line. Because here's the deal. If you fix anything else outside of that, you're going to get exposed, because if you're not happy with your quarterback, what good is it out there having weapons run around?
Right.
If you're not happy with your secondary, the way you fix that is not go get secondary. You get defensive linemen and get after the quarterback, then your secondary doesn't have to be as good. The way football is being played right now, and you look at it, the teams that have done that and have built their team from the inside out have either made drastic turnarounds or have quarterbacks that they thought were terrible that are now serviceable.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint, before I would make any drastic moves, I would look at my offense and defensive line and throughout the organization ask myself this question. What level is our offense and defensive line? Can we compete with this offense and defensive line on a weekly basis? And I would get that portion of it fixed, because guess what? If you can put pressure on the quarterback with your front four or five on defense, and if you can dominate up front on offense, which they've got better over as the season went on, and if you think about it, with all the money they spent on the offensive line, this was the first offensive line that kind of improved as the season went on. And they were all young.
Savai and I had a rough one
yesterday. You're going to have rough games. Mm-hmm. It happens. But keep in mind, they also paid a lot of money to the guy he was playing across from.
With
the Patriots.
Oh, okay.
They gave him a boatload of money.
Yeah, well.
So from that standpoint, I would like to go there. Before I say you can't win without a quarterback.
The thing I would say, though, is, like, Cole Strain's a free agent.
Uh-huh.
Austin Jackson didn't finish the season again. And I don't know if Savai and I is any good. So I don't know how fixed it is.
Let's start here. I don't know what they're going to do with the other two, so let's dismiss those. One of the things that, if anybody in that organization is watching, one of the things that you should have noticed right away, as good or bad as we think these players are individually, they got better playing together.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that should go through that organization right now and say, okay, we're not signing nobody off of anybody's injury list. We're signing dogs who can play.
I wouldn't mind if Maui Noah fell to 11, but I don't know if he will.
I would say start there.
You think he's got any shot to fall that far, Brittany?
Here's the other thing. And this is going to sound ridiculous, but I'm telling you. From now on till the end of time, the Miami Dolphins will not sign a quarterback that's under 6'3", and under 230.
So no Kyler Murray next year.
You know why? Because go look at the mooses in this division.
A lot of mooses.
Right. And guess what they can all do? Stand there in the cold and sling it.
Hey, how tall is Lamar?
6'1", 6'2"?
Yeah.
He's an outlier. Yeah, but
he is.
Again.
See him shake free. Oh, Zay Flowers.
Again.
He needs to make a stink.
Dude.
What?
Here's why you're adorable.
Why? What?
Because you want what you want, and you don't care about the ramifications of it.
I don't care about the ramifications
right.
of it. Yeah.
So how is your team going to look?
What if Troy Aikman says?
Excuse me. First of all, now you care about what Troy Aikman has to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I did care about it when he ripped McDaniel.
Okay. So here's the deal. Now, let's be realistic about this.
Mm-hmm.
If you get rid of Tua, you're going to have to foot some of that bill.
Sure.
So say you got to foot $20 million up to $50 million. $25
million. Seems like you're getting off easy.
Okay. Right. How much does Lamar make next year?
I don't know.
$74
million. Deserves it.
Okay. So you're talking about $100 million at quarterback.
Yeah.
Now my question to you is, big boy talk.
Yeah.
What is the rest of your team going to look like?
Well, we're going to can we keep this year's pick if we trade for him? Probably not, right?
Probably not. Right? And not only that, what are your next two drafts going to look like? Because you're probably having to give two or three picks.
Interesting.
So
what if we trade a Maychan?
Then who's going to run the ball?
I save a pick. You know, well, Jalen Wright, he's capable. Don't have to give him a new contract.
And this is why
but we got Lamar.
This is why I want to fight you.
King Henry comes down here, save those bones in the warm.
You just got it all figured out. A whole bunch of nothing.
What do you mean I have nothing?
A whole bunch
I'm
of
getting
nothing.
Lamar and King Henry down here.
Really? And they get $74 million in HN and two or three first rounders?
Yeah.
Do you
but we get Lamar.
Hold on. Do you understand if you were to make a move like that? Your team would be horrible.
I don't agree.
Really?
First of all, he loves the tight end. All right.
How's Joe Burrow doing with no infrastructure around him?
He's not doing good, but his toes don't work.
That's not why they suck, dude. They can't run a football, and their offensive line is terrible.
Chase Brown had some moments these last few weeks.
You will hype up a tree frog. To make your point.
He did.
That tree frog. Whew,
he had some moments.
He had 10 catches for 91 yards. I don't know what you
We've already
about.
Built the D-line. All right.
Where?
On the Dolphins. We got Zeke Biggers. We got Kenny G. All right. We got new Jordan Phillips. We got Sealer. That's a front. We need to get a new pass rusher. That's a problem. Chop Robinson kind of sucked this year. Bradley Chubb.
You're not getting rid of Chubb. Bradley Chubb.
No, I'm not getting rid of Chubb. I'm just saying we need him to be better.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he had a lot of concussions, huh?
Stop leading with your head. In no sport is leading with your head end up good.
Smitty,
especially fighting.
Smitty says, Tobin is basically sounding like the front office when we got Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek. Yeah. It was fun that first couple of years of Tyreek.
Again.
Yeah, it was fun.
Football is very cyclical. Everybody is building their team from the inside out. If you're going to go against the grain, you better be damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? To this point, it hasn't worked. So you build the team from inside out. You got a good run game. You need to get the offensive line together and more consistent because they had some moments. They grew together and everything else. But here's the other thing. And I would like to preface this and put it on a billboard. I would like to fly a plane over, you know, those fire Mike McDaniel things.
Sure.
I don't want to do that.
Why?
Right? I'm going to just fly a banner, send a blimp over the stadium. Can we please not sign injured players and wonder why they're injured during the season? Can we get some healthy players? That's all I'm asking.
I'm agree.
Some guys that we can count on.
Lamar notwithstanding, though.
Huh?
Lamar notwithstanding. Just a little hammy, baby. You know what helps with that?
Ross is the worst owner in sports. Not even close, dude. You do not even understand.
Schmeathan says, that's a really long banner.
There's always a jackass.
Point for Twitcher.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.